Prosper Through Prayer. The motion picture and television scene is an industry where too many people seek fame and fortune above all else. I was one of those seekers. Then I met Jesus and came to understand something very important. That God isn't opposed to fame and fortune. He just wants us to get our priorities in order. Jesus put it this way, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?" That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Now, God doesn't want you to be penniless, nor does he have a problem with you having and enjoying the things of this life. Jesus further explained it like this, "Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. So how about you? Do you have your priorities in order? Are you putting God first in your life? And equally important, how does Jesus fit into your life? Let's let Jesus speak once more. He said, "Search the scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life, and these are they which testify about me." That's John chapter 5, verse 39. If your priorities aren't as they should be, but you're ready to correct that now, you can do so by saying from your heart this simple but life-changing prayer. God will hear you and save you. Say, "Dear God." Yeah, go ahead and say it. "Dear God, I'm seeking your kingdom. I'm ready now to put you first in my life. I believe that Jesus is my key to eternal life. Therefore, Jesus, I invite you into my heart. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that you rose from the dead. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. You're now a citizen of God's kingdom. Here's some steps you can take now to grow in your relationship with God. Number one, get a Bible and read it every day. That's God talking to you. Number two, pray. That's you talking to God. Number three, find a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and get involved. Number four, tell others about the decision you've just made to follow Christ. If we don't meet in this lifetime, we'll meet in eternity. God bless and prosper you.